The morning panel discussion held at Bud Walton Arena was titled Turning Swords into Plowshares, The Many Paths of Nonviolence. Featured were Sister Helen Prejean, a Catholic nun and anti-death penalty advocate, Vincent Harding, an icon of the American Civil Rights Movement who worked alongside Martin Luther King Jr., and wearing his maroon and saffron monk's robe with a matching brim was His Holiness the Dalai Lama. The first thing the Dalai Lama commented on after he was introduced were the beautiful sounds of birds chirping pre-dawn near his hotel room. The 76-year-old Tibetan leader routinely wakes up at 3:30 a.m. to meditate before breakfast. He began the discussion saying, choosing a nonviolent path takes keen self-awareness.
Every human action must come through motivation. So any action motivated by compassion, sense of affection, other, is nonviolence. Any action, whether verbal action or physical action, out of hatred, out of anger, out of jealousy, out of this negative feeling, that essentially violence. So the Mysore believe, in order to promote nonviolence, we have to deal with emotional level. We should make awareness, the compassionate mind is very good for the society, very good for the family, very good for individual.
And selfishness, he said, is a major obstacle toward developing compassion.
The too much self-centered attitude brings more fear, more suspicion.
And also brings distrust. But once the practice of compassion is embedded, the Dalai Lama said, speaking to this mostly American self-interested audience, happiness occurs.
This practice, immense benefit to yourself. That I think very important. I always tell people, the practice of compassion, some people feel is something holy, something good for others, but not necessarily to yourself. This is totally wrong.
Sitting next to the Dalai Lama was Sister Helen Prejean. She was born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and joined the Catholic Congregation of St. Joseph in 1957. She's author of the New York Times bestseller, Dead Man Walking, made into a popular feature film. She's dedicated her life to counseling prisoners and seeks to abolish the death penalty. Sister Prejean said, our enemies are our best teachers because they allow us to practice compassion.
But what Gandhi calls soul force, resistance to what is wrong, trying to help create what is new and not to be passive and overwhelmed.
The third panelist, Vincent Harding, was born in Harlem, has degrees in journalism and history from Columbia and University of Chicago, and as a colleague of Martin Luther King Jr., helped with Coretta Scott King to establish the King Center in Atlanta. He currently directs the Veterans of Hope Project, a multifaceted educational initiative on religion, culture, and participatory democracy. Vincent Harding said his path to nonviolence was seeded by the abiding love of his mother and an epiphany as an Army recruit one day in the midst of military weapons training.
In that moment, I heard the song that I had been singing in my church school for many, many years, Jesus Loves the Little Children. And again, a voice came to me saying, so that's it. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, Vincent. But when they grow up, and when your government tells you that they are your enemies, Jesus loves the little children, but when they grow up, you're gonna cut their guts out because your government says that that's what you need to do. And from that moment on, I began wrestling with myself and wrestling with the meaning of this Jesus and wrestling with the idea that I, as his follower, was giving myself over to that kind of madness. And so I, from that point, essentially became a conscientious objector.
The Dalai Lama said, when we understand that the actor and action are distinct, we can then choose compassion towards our perpetrators, even in his case, the Chinese government, which invaded and now occupies his homeland of Tibet.
Those, even the Chinese communist hardliners who really carry ruthless sort of policy, these individuals, we respect them. We deliberately try to promote our sense of well-being or sense of compassion towards them. But as far as the action is concerned, sometimes we criticize and sort of what it is, a certain way, any sort of, if there, any possibility, you see, we oppose their action.
Toward the end of their dialogue, all three were asked to reflect on the killing of Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. It made international news last week that in remarks made at the University of Southern California, the Dalai Lama suggested bin Laden's death was justified. But according to a transcript posted on his website, he said while such action, like the September 11th terrorist attack on New York, must be brought to justice, that justice must be compassionate. And to his U of A audience, he said killing only leads to more killing.
Then, after a few years, 10 bin Laden. After more years, 100 bin Laden might come. So the change must take here, not just a physical sort of elimination. So one person eliminate, but 10 person feel very bad. So that seed, sort of more hated, so source of another sort of problem.
This was the Dalai Lama's sixth university visit scheduled this month. He travels the globe speaking about religious harmony while promoting Tibetan cultural sovereignty. All profits from speaking engagements are donated to charity. He recently relinquished political control of his government in exile to Harvard legal scholar Lobsang Sangye, who was elected new prime minister. His visit was sponsored by the University of Arkansas Distinguished Lecture Series. The event was organized by Sidney Burris, director of the Fulbright College Honors Program, and colleague Geshe Dorje, a Tibetan monk and U of A instructor. They are founders of the Tibetan Cultural Institute of Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.